Hola mamacita, hola papacita. Hola. Anyways, I don't know if there is a papacita, but I actually know there is a mamacita. And welcome to my podcast channel. This is The Diary of a Black Girl, and my name is Mirabelle. So on today's podcast, first of all, I want to welcome the new listeners who are just coming. Thank you for dropping by. Thank you. And to the fam, the family members, I want to say thank you for staying with me and for always popping in. Thank you for always asking Mirabelle, when are you dropping a new episode? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. So on today's episode, straight into business, we're going to be talking about reflection. Not reflection as in the mirror, like seeing yourself in a mirror. No, not that reflection. Or maybe of light. No, 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 not that kind of reflection. We are going to be talking about reflection as in having considerable thoughts or being very thoughtful about things or trying to like evaluate things. You know, I can't remember, but I read it somewhere where someone said a life that is void of evaluation is not worth living. It means if you live your life every day, every week, every month, every year, and you don't stop to evaluate, you don't stop to reflect, then you're living a life that is not worthy of being lived. Now, what this means is that reflecting or reflection is a very important aspect of our lives. In as much as we are very busy, we have a lot of goals, we have a lot of achievements we want to achieve and all of that, there is another tiny intricate part of life, which is reflection. In all that you do, in all that we do, we have to like take a minute sometimes, take some time and reflect. We have to take time out and, you know, think about our lives, think about our goals, about the steps we are taking to achieve these goals, the steps you're taking to make your life better. We have to think about all of these and evaluate them. Yes, we have to make sure that they actually are in alignment with whatever we have in mind. Now, the thing is, so many people underestimate the power of reflection. Some people could go a year and they don't even bother to reflect on their lives or anything like that. But it's really necessary. You know, it's just like when you're driving, you know you're probably going to buy fuel later, but you don't wait until it's exhausted before you stop to buy. You kind of have a way of guessing or knowing if it needs to be refueled or not. Now, that is what reflection does. Reflection enables you to know if you need to change some steps towards achieving your goals, if you need to take a step backward, you need to retrace your steps, you need to pause, you need to move forward, you need to advance aggressively forward. This is what reflection does for you. It just like basically points you in the direction whenever you are probably taking the wrong step or when you're beginning to get distracted. I can't remember what the word is, but it's similar to being distracted. So when you're being distracted, reflection helps you bring you back on the right track. Now, the advantages of reflection are usually underestimated. Reason being that people feel, oh, I'm too busy, I have a lot of goals I want to work on, I am too occupied, I have so much things I'm looking. Chill. Can you just chill, like chill a little bit? Because if you are working so hard at achieving these goals, if you do not take a moment to stop, to think, to breathe, to find out if you're on the right track or not, you're just going to be doing a useless kind of work. In Hausa language, that is called aikibanza. It means you're just doing a useless kind of work. So to avoid you doing aikibanza, you just have to reflect. You have to take time out as you're working hard to achieve your goals. You're working hard to meet your targets. You're working hard to meet your deadlines, your timelines, whatever. You have to pause and rethink. Where do you need to take a step backward? Where do you need to pause? Where do you need to breathe? Where do you need to re-strategize? Where do you need to replan? Like, you just have to pause and think about all of this. If not, at the end of the day, you're going to be doing aikibanza, and I promise you, you don't want to do that. For reals, you really don't want to have a useless work at the end of the day. So the best thing is to stop and miss all your work. I missed all the being occupied. I missed all the, I am so busy, I have so much to do. I missed it all. You have to stop and evaluate, because you don't want to be doing a useless kind of job in your life. Now, reflection doesn't just apply to your personal life. No, it doesn't. It applies to your business, your personal brand, your job. Like, you can, some, I know that some workplaces do the reflection thing for employees, where they best employee of the month. I remember last year, a friend of mine won, shout out to you guy, a friend of mine won Swestan Prince, by the way, you may know him. So shout out to you, Swestan Prince. Won this Employee of the Month award. I think it was in cash form. And I remember getting to his office that day, and he was telling me about it and all of that. And it was really amazing. That is a form of reflection. Yes, it is actually a form of reflection. It's something that you can even do for yourself, like personally within yourself. You can evaluate your work ethics and how well you worked the previous month. You can decide that, okay, this month I want to like be punctual for at least 30 days this month. You can decide that I want to put in more hours of work this month. It just helps you do things more effectively. It helps you know when to stop and when to like apply pressure, you get. So reflection is not just necessary for your personal life. It's necessary for your brand, your business, your job, even in your relationships. Reflection is very important. In your relationships, you could decide to reflect on how you loved your partner the previous month, and what you did in your relationship. And then you can now pick out what you want to do better, or how better you want to love your partner in this month. So you can see that at the end of the day, what reflection does is it makes you maximally efficient in all ramification. Yes, in all ramification. That is, if you decide to take time to actually reflect. So this is me telling you to take a moment. You can make it a bi-monthly thing. You can make it a bi-weekly thing. You can make it once a week, once in a month. But just make sure you do it often and you do it frequently, and you make sure that you don't stay too long before you do a reflection, so you can know that you're actually living a life that is worth living. So this is all for today. Thank you for listening up to this point. I really do not take it for granted. Until I come your way again, you know, I remain your girl, Mirabelle. Bye-bye.